Welcome to episode 1211 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week on our special series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, we continue to explore lessons learned from reflecting on miracles of Jesus, recorded in the Gospels. The day had been long and full of wonder. Jesus had just fed the 5,000, multiplying 5 loaves and 2 fish into a banquet that left the crowd satisfied and the disciples astounded. As evening approached, Jesus dismissed the multitude and sent the disciples ahead of him in a boat across the Sea of Galilee while he went up on a mountainside to pray. As the night deepened, the disciples found themselves in the middle of the lake, struggling against a relentless wind. Their arms ached from rowing. The waves tossed their small craft like a toy, and the dark seemed thicker over those waters. These men were seasoned fishermen, yet fear gripped them as the storm refused to relent. And then, in the pre-dawn hours, they saw a figure moving toward them, walking on the water. Terror surged. "It's a ghost!" they cried, their voices raw from the wind. But then the figure spoke, and the words cut through the storm like light through darkness.
"Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid."
Something in the voice stilled their panic. The fear didn't vanish entirely, but hope broke through. And then Peter, the ever-bold, ever-impulsive Peter, called out,
"Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water."
Jesus answered with a single word,
"Come."
The moment is breathtaking. Peter swings his legs over the side of the boat and steps onto the water, not into it, not sinking, standing, one step, then another. His eyes are locked on Jesus, the wind whipping his hair, the waves rising and falling beneath his feet. But then the reality of the storm presses in. The wind howls louder than his faith. His gaze shifts from Jesus to the chaos surrounding him, and with that shift, the miracle falters. He begins to sink.
"Help!"
Immediately, not after a pause, not after a rebuke, immediately, Jesus reaches out his hand and catches him.
"You of little faith, why did you doubt?"
They climb into the boat together, the wind dies, the sea turns to glass, and in the stunned silence, the disciples fall to their knees and worship, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This story is more than a display of supernatural power. It is not merely about Jesus defying natural law or Peter attempting the impossible. This miracle reveals the heart of Jesus, the nature of faith, and the intimacy of his relationship with his disciples. It is a story of presence, invitation, and rescue. Jesus did not wait for the disciples to make it to shore. He came to them in the storm. His walking on the water is more than a feat of divinity. It is a picture of his willingness to step into the chaos and fear of our lives to bring peace. Peter's part in the story teaches us faith is not the absence of fear, but the decision to step toward Jesus despite it. His failure is not the sinking, it is the moment he shifted his focus from the Savior to the storm. Yet even in that failure, Jesus does not let him drown. His grace is immediate and his hand is steady.
The waves were wild, the night was deep. Panicked disciples could not sleep. Then through the storm a figure came, walking on water, calling their name. With shock and wonder, eyes open wide, they watched as laws of nature were defied. Son of God in flesh revealed, what his glory had concealed.
Walking on water, defying the storm, divine and human in perfect form. Master of nature, Lord of the sea, showing us who he came to be. Walking on water beyond our sight, faith made flesh in the dead of night. What seems impossible becomes true when heaven touches earth in you. Really you, let me walk upon the waters too. Come, said Jesus, and out the disciples stepped from the boat where safety kept. Eyes on Christ, he found his way, till swirling wind made his faith give way. Sinking fast, he called his name. Lord, save me, and rescue came. Walking on water, defying the storm, perfect form. Master of nature, Lord of the sea, showing us who he came to be. Walking on water beyond our sight, faith made flesh in the dead of night. What seems impossible becomes true when heaven touches earth in you.
Peter's courage, Peter's doubt,
Show us what faith's about. Take the step, be bold enough. Humbly cry out when things get rough. In our storms, when hope seems lost, remember who paid the cost. The one who walked where none could stand still reaches out his saving hand. We are Peter on the waves, bold in faith yet still afraid, looking at the wind and the rain instead of him who breaks the chain. But when we sink, he lifts us high. Our Savior hears our desperate cry. Same power that stilled the sea lives to set the captive free. Walking on water, he comes to us still. Through every storm, by his sovereign will. Master of nature, Lord of our days, worthy of all our love and praise. Walking on water beyond what we see, faith over fear is the victory. What seems impossible can become true when heaven's love is living in you. So when the waves of life run high, look to the one who calms the sky, the God who walked upon the sea, a saving grace for you and me.
Let's get deep. First, Jesus is Lord over the chaos. In the Jewish imagination, the sea symbolized chaos, danger, and the forces of evil. By walking on the water, Jesus isn't just performing a dramatic miracle. He is demonstrating his authority over all that threatens us. He treads upon the waves as easily as we walk a familiar path. When Jesus says, "It is I," he is echoing the divine name revealed to Moses at the burning bush, "I am." This is more than reassurance, it is a revelation. The one who calmed the seas in Genesis, the one who split the Red Sea in Exodus, now stands on the waters of Galilee and declares himself present. When the storms of life rise, Jesus doesn't promise the absence of waves. He promises his presence above them. This miracle reminds us that he is not overwhelmed by the chaos that terrifies us. Second, Jesus invites us into the impossible. Peter's request might seem audacious, but it is also profoundly relational. He doesn't say, "Let me walk on water." He says, "Command me to come to you." The miracle is not about water walking for its own sake. It's about closeness to Jesus. Jesus' one-word response, "Come," is the heart of discipleship. He invites us into a life that is humanly impossible apart from him. To follow Jesus is to step out of the safety of the boat and trust that his word is enough to hold us up. This miracle teaches us that faith is not theoretical. It's active. It steps out, even when the wind is still blowing. And it shows us that Jesus delights to draw us closer, to invite us into deeper trust and bolder steps. Third, Jesus saves us in our sinking, not after we swim back. Peter begins to sink the moment he takes his eyes off Jesus. That moment is all too familiar. We start with bold faith, but the waves of life distract us. Fear creeps in. Doubt whispers. Notice what Jesus does. He doesn't wait to see if Peter can manage to swim. He doesn't lecture him before offering help. The text says, "Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him." This is the gospel in one gesture. Jesus saves sinking people. He rescues not because we are strong, but because he is near. His question, "Why did you doubt?" isn't condemnation, it's invitation. He is calling Peter, and us, to a deeper, more unwavering trust in his love and power. Fourth, Jesus brings peace with his presence. When Jesus and Peter climb into the boat, the wind ceases. The disciples are left in holy awe, worshiping him as the Son of God. The calm that follows is not just about weather, it's about revelation. Peace comes not because the circumstances are fixed, but because Jesus is present. This miracle foreshadows the greater peace he will bring through the cross and resurrection, a peace that stills the storm between God and humanity.
We all have boats, places of relative safety where we feel in control. We all face storms, moments when the waves threaten to undo us. And in every storm, Jesus comes walking, speaking the same words, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." He calls us to step out, to trust him, to fix our eyes not on the wind or the waves, but on his face. And when we sink, and we will, he is there, hand outstretched, ready to catch us. Father, we thank you for sending Jesus, the one who walks on the waters of our fear and chaos. Teach us to hear his voice above the wind, to step out in faith when he calls, and to keep our eyes fixed on him. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.